去来学习，以西结束以西结所看到的意象。
So we'll continue to study the visions in the Ezekiel had.
我们先来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's first turn to Thessalonians, First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Ten.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Verse 9. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell you to turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.Verse 10, to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath.
这段圣经是在描写帖撒罗尼迦信徒的成长。
So this verse is to describe the growth of the members of Thessalonian church.
这个也是我们今天信仰成长的一条道路。
This is also the path of our spiritual growth.
第一个是归向神。
First is to turn to God.
第二个是服侍神。
Second is to serve God.
第三个是等候神。
Third is to wait for God.
那这三个有互相的关系。
These three parts have relationship with each other.
等候神是我们一生最后的目标。
So to wait for God is the last hope, last goal of our life.
所有的盼望都会消失。
Every hope will one day disappear.
只有等候神这个盼望不会消失。
Only the hope for waiting for God will never disappear.
他要从天降。
He will come from the heaven one day.
他要救我们脱离愤怒。
He will save us from the wrath.
他要救我们进入永远的荣耀。
He will save us to enter into the eternal glory.
所以我们信了主之后，有这样活泼的盼望。
After we believe in the Lord, we have this living hope.
但是我们等主再来的时候，我们要不断的服侍他。
While we're waiting for the Lord to come, we have to continue to serve Him.
服侍神的心志必须要坚定。
We have to have a firm faith and determination to serve Him.
这里说他是又真又活的神。
Here tell us that He is a true and living God.
服侍神的价值是因为他是真的。
The value of serving Him is because He is true.
所以相对之下，我们在世界上所服侍的对象的结果都会变成虚空。
And therefore, the result of serving the worldly object will all be in vain.
服侍神价值是永存的。
But to serve God, that value will last eternally.
那他是活神。
He is the true God.
我们服侍神，跟神会有一个互动，会对神有更深的体验。
When we serve the Lord, we'll have an interaction with Him, and we'll have a deeper experience of Him.
那要服侍神之前呢，就是要归向神。
Before we serve Him, we have to first turn to Him.
归向神就是要离弃偶像，才能归向神。
To turn to God means to leave the idols.
所以在以西结先知所看到的异象里面。
So in the vision seen by Prophet Ezekiel.
在灵里面他看到耶路撒冷。
In the spirit he saw Jerusalem.
这是灵里面的看见。
So this is the spiritual vision.
所看到他们在拜偶像。
He saw that people were worshiping the idols.
为了神愤怒。
So they provoked the wrath of God.
所以渐渐神就从耶路撒冷就离开了。
Slowly God departed from Jerusalem.
最后神的荣耀一离开，圣殿就被毁掉了。
And at last, after the glory of God departed from Jerusalem, the holy temple was destroyed.
所以今天我们怎么能够来认清楚偶像是什么呢？
Therefore today, how can we truly recognize what idols are?
使我们能够重新再归回来这一位真神。
And how can we once again turn back to that true God?
这是我们信仰生活的一个功课。
That is a homework, spiritual homework for us.
当然我们所提到偶像，一个最大家最了解的就是金牛犊。
So when we mention the idol, what we are most familiar with is the golden calf.
我们来看出埃及记的三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
我从第一节来看。
Starting from verse 1.
百姓见摩西吃不下山，大家就聚集亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神，啊，可以在我们面前引路，因为引我们出埃及那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”
Verse 1. When the people saw Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us a god who will go before us. As for his fellow Moses who brought us up.Out of Egypt, we don't know what happened to him.
这个中文有一个下，旁边的点点点，原来没有，就为我们造神。
And in Chinese version, it says to make a god for us.
啊，造神啊，然后在我们面前引路。
And make the god go before them.
结果他们就用金银来造神。
So they use gold to make a god.
然后就拜这个偶像。
And they worship that idol.
当然，神最后。几乎把他们都灭绝啊。
Of course, at last, God destroyed just about all of them.
要从摩西的后代生出子孙来。
God wanted to raise descendants out of Moses.
这个两个，它的材料跟它的功用是有一点关系的。
And the material and the function of the calf has to do with each other.
它是用金做的。
So this calf was made of gold.
然后这个用来引导我们的路。
And they want that gold calf to lead their way.
所以今天呢、啊，我们生活需要有钱，这个不错。
So it's true that we need money in our lives.
哦，但是如果钱变成神
，But if God, if money now turns to our God,
那我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
Then our relationship with God will have problems.、
哦、所以约伯记里面约伯说啊，我在神面前不以赚取金钱为快乐。
So Job, in the book of Job, said that before the Lord, he does not take pleasure in making money.
他跟神之间好像密友一样。
And he has a very intimate relationship with God.
既然跟神这么亲，所以他就不让这个金钱在心中那个地位超过神。
Since he has such an intimate friendship with God, in his heart, money will not surpass the position of God.
所以这个我们在今天的生活当中，在心里的最深处到底金钱摆在什么地位
？In our lives, in the deepest part of our hearts, how do we prioritize money？
这个会影响我们跟神的关系。
That will affect our relationship with God.
所以圣经里面主耶稣重复的说财主进天国是困难。
That's why in the Bible, Lord Jesus repeatedly said it's difficult for a wealthy man to enter into heaven.
为什么这样说
？Why did he say that？
因为人的钱财常常会变成心里的依靠，而不依靠神。
It's because money or wealth oftentimes will be our reliance, and we forget to rely on God.
钱财常常会让人在神面前失去谦卑的心。
Wealth or money a lot of times will make us lose a humble heart before God.
会钱财常会让我们觉得一种满足而失去渴慕神。
Wealth will give a false sense of contentment, and we will lose God because of that.
所以虽然它是好的，但是它很容易变成我们人生的一个追求神的障碍。
Even though it may be a good thing, but it's very easy for money to be an obstacle in pursuing God.
当然圣经有很多财主他是神所喜悦的。
Of course, there's a character, there's a wealthy man in the Bible that is pleasing to God.
比方说税吏撒该，他认识耶稣以后。
For an example, the tax collector Zacchaeus, after he knew Lord Jesus,
他对钱财的看法就不一样。
His view of the money is completely different.
我要一半分给穷人。
He wanted to give half to the poor.
就是要行善。
That means to do good.
亚利马太的约瑟。
And Joseph. In Matthew.
他也是财主。
He was also a wealthy man.
但是他用他的坟墓来埋葬主耶稣。
But he used his own tomb to bury Lord Jesus.
所以如果我们的动机都是为神。
So if our motivation is for the sake of God,
当然这就不会影响我们跟神的关系。
Then of course, money will not affect our relationship with God.
不然呢，我们在世界上拥有越多，常常在属灵上越困难。
Otherwise, the more we have in this world, the more difficult path we'll have spiritually.
所以有时候我们常常看教会的慕道朋友。
When you see the true seekers in church,
有一些从特定的地区来的人数越来越少。
And there's less and less of them coming from a certain area.
因为你经济生活越来越好。
Because their quality of life has improved.
所以人的心呢，就渐渐一直偏往物质去。
And so their hearts is drifting towards materialistic goods.
所以这第一个我们所看到的所谓的偶像取代神，就是金牛犊。
The first idol we see that replaced the place of God is the golden calf.
甚至在教会里面。
And even in church.
啊，有时候我们常常说，教会发展需要有神力、人力、财力。
We often say that for the improvement of the church, we need the power from God, from brothers and sisters, and also from money.
哦，其实这个三个并不是相等的分量。
But these three parts are not equivalent of each other.
啊，如果把它放相等的分量，我们教会方向可能会偏了。
If you equate them to each other, then the whole direction of the church will be swayed.
使徒时代大家被圣灵充满。
In the apostolic time, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的爱充满大家。
And God's love had filled all of them.
结果他们就凡物供应东西就拿出来。
So they contributed everything they have to the church.
所以教会充满神的同在，神的能力，人力就出来。
So if the church is filled with the power of God, then men will begin to contribute.
那教会如果充满神的爱，神的能力，财力就有。
If a church is filled with God's power, God's love, then the money will come.
所以这三个力量不是等互相等号的。
So these three parts are not equivalent of each other.
所以我们在教会的发展，也不要让钱财变成最重要。
So in our church development, let us not prioritize money or wealth on the top.
我们先来看士师记的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 8.
士师记的第八章。
Judges chapter 8。
这个士师记第八章在讲基甸的故事。
Chapter 8 talks about the story of Gideon.
这第八章在讲基甸要去力战米甸人。
And in this chapter, it talks about Gideon is going to fight the Midians.
结果他找到三万两千人要去。
And he found 32,000 people to go with him.
那神说这个三万两千人太多了。
But God says 32,000 people are too many.
那为什么不是人越多越好吗？
Isn't it true that the more the better?
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
神对基甸说，你跟随的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在你的手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救离了我们。
Verse 23,
第七章的第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, You have too many men for me to deliver Midians into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her.
So this English translation is that, 免得他们自夸。
The English translation said that, lest they boast.
还有这个英文翻译说，免得他们把 credit 归于自己。
Or they will credit themselves for the victory.
因为人多啊，所以自然我们就打胜了。
Because they have a lot of people, so naturally they will win the war.
所以胆怯的可以离开。
So those who are scared or coward can leave.
那只剩下一万。
Only 10,000 left.
那这个一万人还是太多。
But 10,000 was still too many.
最后只剩三百。
So lastly, only 300 of them left.
那这个三百人能够将米甸人打败，这是完全是神的能力。
And 300 people can win the battle against the Midian. That shows the complete power of God.
是完全是神的作为。
That's complete the work of God.
但是基甸在做完这个圣功以后
，But after Gideon completed this holy work,
他做了一件事情。
He did one thing.
我们看啊，士师记的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 8.
二十七节
，verse 27
说基甸以此制造了一个以弗德，设立在本城厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜了以弗德，成了邪淫，这就做了基甸跟他全家的网罗。
27 Gideon made the gold into ephod, which he placed in Ophra, his town. All Israelites prostituted themselves by worshiping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family.
这个以弗德就是一个祭司要穿上去的衣服才能够进到圣殿里面去服侍神。
Ephod is a piece of clothing that all priests have to put on before they enter into the holy temple to serve God.
然后现在基甸用他打败米甸人所掠得的这些金银来造一个以弗德。
But Gideon now used the gold that he made from the Gideons and turned them into an ephod.
那特别说，这是他全家的网罗。
And the Bible tells us that this becomes a snare to Gideon and his family. Because this ephod later became an idol. Because they won the battle under the guidance or under the leadership of Gideon.
所以每一次穿到这个以弗德, 就知道说这个金莲是他们
Every time they see the ephod, they remind themselves that this is the goal they made while they win the battle against Midian under the leadership of Gideon.
所以这个以弗德虽然是拜神所穿的，但是到最后变成在祭奠纪念基甸的作为。Even
though ephod originally was a clothes they wear to worship God, but then it became a piece of clothing in remembrance of Gideon.
所以后来变成网罗。
That's why it became a snare to them.
所以我们今天在服侍神。
So today as we serve the Lord,
如果能够做到圣功做完，我们自己不留名， 这是最好的。
It is best if we can not leave fame for ourselves after we complete the holy work.
因为我们能够把圣功做完，这神的托付就完成了。
Because if we can complete the work of God, then we have completed the mission that's entrusted to us.
但是有时候神借着我们把圣功做完。
But sometimes God will use us to complete His holy work.
那如果我们自己也一直在纪念我们为神所做的工作。
But if we continue to remember all the work that we have done for the Lord,
那有时候这就变成我们的网络。
Then oftentimes that will become our snare.
所以有时候我们常常发现圣功做完之后，是有一些试探在里面。
We will notice that sometimes after we complete the holy work, there will be temptations waiting for us.
那些试探常常使我们失去了力量。
And those temptations often will make us lose our strength.
比方说他们去攻打耶利哥城。
For example, they went to take down Jericho.
那这个攻打耶利哥城，这是神完全的作为。
To fight the Jericho, that is the work of God.
那个攻打耶利哥城，那个方法也是太简单了。
And the way they besieged the Jericho, it was very simple.
一天绕一圈，第七天绕七圈，大喊耶利哥就倒了。
They circled the city once every day. On the seventh day, they circled the city seven times, and then the city fell apart.
但是耶利哥倒了以后。
But after the Jericho fell apart,
他们去攻打一个小的爱城,
they went to take down a small city named Ai.
竟然败了,
yet they failed.
当然我们也可以把它想说因为有亚干在里面。
Of course, we can say that Achan was in there.
但是整个过程当中我们发现他竟然没有求问神。
But you'll see the entire process, they never asked God.
攻打耶利哥的时候天天把约柜抬在前面。
When they take down the Jericho, every day they take the Ark of Covenant in front of them.
是对神的一种顺服,
and that shows
一种信心,
their submission and their faith towards God.
但是攻打爱城竟然没有求告神。
But yet when they try to take down the city of Ai, they never ask the Lord.
所以一个人在圣功做完之后，有时候会有一种自信。
Sometimes after we complete the holy work, we have a kind of confidence.
那这个自信使人常常取代了对神的依靠。And
that kind of complacent sometimes will take place of our reliance on God.
那这个就常常是我们下一个失败的开始。That
often is the beginning of our next failure.
所以以弗德后来就变成了偶像。That's
why ephod later on became an idol to them.
所以基甸的成功因为有以弗德的存在，后来变成了网络。
Because the existence of the ephod, the success of Gideon later on became a snare to them.
这也是圣经里面讲偶像的一种。
This is a kind of idol recorded in the Bible.
我们再来看列王记下的18章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下的18章。
2 Kings chapter 18.
18章的第4节。Verse 4。这里在讲西西家王登坐王位以后，他做了一件事情。Here
described something that took place after Hezekiah became a king.
第4节。Verse 4。他废去秋坛，毁坏柱像，砍断木偶。 打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，摩西叫铜蛇为铜块。
Verse 4, he removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, cut down on the Asherah's poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made. For up to that time, Israelites had been burning incense to it.
那第五节，西西家倚靠神，哦，以色列的神，在他前后的犹太王，没有一个能够跟他相比的。
Verse 5, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, neither before him or after him.
所以在很多的王里面，西西家是很突出的。
Among all the kings, Hezekiah was very different.
就是他完全依靠神。
It's because he completely trusted the Lord.
所以神就跟他同在。
So God was with him.
那在同时依靠神的过程中，第四节，他把丘坛、偶像、木偶全部都打掉。
When he trusted God, he removed all the high places, the sacred stones, and the poles.
那最后提到的一项叫做铜蛇。
The lastly, it mentioned the bronze snake.
它是摩西所造的。
That bronze snake was made by Moses.
那到了西西家那个世代啊，他们还在拜。
Even until the time of Hezekiah, Israelites were still worshiping the snake.
因为他们在旷野走路哦，就埋怨神。
And this is because when they were walking in the desert, they complained against God.
啊，当然神就不高兴了。
Of course, God became upset.
因为整个出埃及进迦南的前旷野进迦南，虽然很多困难，但是神要成全他对他们祖先的应许。
Even though they faced many challenges during their journey from Egypt to Canaan, but it's a way for God to fulfill the promises that He had promised their ancestors.
要让他们承受那一块地。
And God wanted them to receive that piece of land.
但是为了一点困难，他们埋怨神。
But they complained against God because of small problems.
所以神就允许火蛇进到他们中间。
That's why God allowed the snake to enter into them.
后来很多人被蛇咬就死了。
And many people were bitten by the snake and was dead.
那以后神就叫摩西说：“你造铜蛇。”
So God asked Moses to make the bronze snakes.
那这个你被火蛇咬的时候，你回头一看铜蛇，你就活了。
If you are bitten by the poisonous snake, you turn around and look at the bronze snake, you will live.
那新约时代里面在提到这个也预表主耶稣的救恩。
In the New Testament, also mentioned that this symbolizes the salvation of Jesus.
但是在当时，这个铜蛇就是传达神的恩典的一个媒介，一个工具。
But at the time, the bronze snake is a tool to deliver the mercy of God.
所以你看它，你被毒蛇咬就好了。
So if you are bitten by the snake and you look at it, then you will be healed.
但是铜蛇不是神啊。
But snake, bronze snake is not God himself.
它是神叫摩西造的，将来传达他的恩典。
It is something that Moses made because of the instruction of God in order to deliver his mercy.
那现在人就拜铜蛇，拜铜蛇，铜蛇就变成偶像了。
But now people worship the bronze snake, so the bronze snake became an idol.
所以今天神在成全圣功的过程，当然有用一些人。
So today, when God fulfills the holy work, of course He will utilize some people.
有的人很有恩赐，很有能力。
There are many people that have a lot of gifts and talents.
但是这些恩赐能力都是从神来的。
But these talents and gifts are all from God.
但是如果一个人开始在崇拜有恩赐有能力的人。
But if someone worships people that have the talents or the gifts,
那这个就变成偶像。
Then that becomes an idol.
所以我们在教会里面的圣工发展，如果我们看使徒教会他们这些使徒都是很非常敬畏神。
When you look at the development, the growth of the church in the book of Acts, you'll realize that those people are very show reverence to God.
因为他们知道神的同在。
Because they know the abidance of God.
我们看第三章使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Chapter 3.
第六节
Verse 6，
彼得说金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来走。
Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
所以第一个神迹行出来，
This is the first miracle they performed.
就是在一个美门的门口，
And that is before the gate of beautiful.
那这个神迹行出来，我们看大家怎么反应。
After he performed this miracle, let's see what are the reactions of people.
我们看十一节
Verse 11，
那人在称为所罗的廊下拉着彼得约翰众百姓跑到他们那里去，觉得很稀奇。 十二节。
12.
彼得看见百姓的、就对百姓说，以色列人为什么把这个事当作稀奇，为什么定睛看我们，以为凭着自己的能力和虔诚这个人行走呢？
Verse 11, while the beggar held onto Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. Verse 12, when Peter saw this, he said to them, Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if it's by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?
所以这些人跑到彼得那里，彼得有一个感觉。
When these people ran towards Peter, Peter had a feeling.
他一直看他。
So they kept staring at him.
说你们以为是我的能力跟虔诚使这个人行走吗？
He answered them, Do you think it's by my power or godliness that I made this man walk?
这可能是众百姓的感觉。
This perhaps is exactly what the Israelites were feeling.
但是彼得说不，这不是这样的。
But Peter answered them, That's not the case.
我们看啊，16节。
16.
我们信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见这个人健壮了。
Verse 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and know was made strong.
所以最重要是主耶稣这个名。
The most important thing is the name of Jesus.
所以这些人他没有想说归荣耀给主耶稣。
So these people did not give the glory to God.
他把注意力放在彼得的身上。
Instead, they put their focus on Peter.
所以彼得他就要把他们的注意力拉回，说这个神迹显出来是主耶稣。
Therefore, Peter wanted to refocus them and show them that this happened because of his Lord Jesus.
但是彼得只是一个器皿。
But Peter was only a vessel.
好像一种赞美诗叫 channel of blessing， 就好像一个管道，把神的恩典带给这个啊瘸腿的人。
He was a channel of blessing to give the blessings to the cripple.
但这个管道本身不是神。
But this channel itself was not God.
所以人有一个弱点。
So men have a weakness.
就是以为是彼得。
And they think that this is all because of Peter.
但彼得认识神，他知道这是神。
But because Peter knows God, he knows that this is from God.
那我们再看第十章。
Let's turn to verse chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
第十章25节。
Chapter 10 verse 25.
彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，俯伏在他脚前拜他。
25, as Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence.
为什么哥尼流会拜彼得？
Why did Cornelius fell at his feet?
他在异象中啊，叫他说，你请彼得来。
Because in his vision, God told him to invite Peter.
他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
And Peter will tell you things to save you and your family.
所以彼得啊，去他家跟他的得救有关系啊。
So when Peter went to his house, it has to do with Cornelius' salvation.
彼得是一个神同在的人。
Peter was a man that had the abidance of God.
所以他就下拜。
So that's why Cornelius fell to his feet.
彼得拉他说：“我也是人。”
But Peter pulled him up and says, "I am only a man myself."
不敢接受。
He didn't dare not to accept his worship.
所以从这里我们就发现，我们在做神的工作当中，我们需要不断的自我舍弃。
From here, we see that as we do the holy work, we need to have self-denial.
知道一切的工作都是神做成的。
We need to realize that it is God that fulfills all the holy work.
人本身是算不了什么的。
As human, we are nothing.
那这样啊，神才会继续跟我们教会同在同工。
Only then will God continue to work with our church.
那甚至在保罗传道的过程当中
，Even during the missionary journey of Paul，
他也行过很大的神迹。
Paul also performed great miracles。
那这个神迹一行出来
，After he performed the miracles，
大家就牵牛牵羊要来献祭给保罗。
There are people that brought the calves, the livestock to give it to Paul。
所以使徒行传十四章
，In Acts chapter 14，
11节。
14 verse 11.
众人看见保罗所做的事，就用吕高尼话大声说：“有他借着人的形象降临在我们中间。”
Verse 11. When the crowd saw that Paul what had done, they shouted in the Laconian language, "The God have come down to us in human form.
因为这个神迹啊，人行不出来啊。
Because men cannot perform such miracle.
大家说神在人的形状中行出来。
That's why they think that God had came down in human form.
但是巴拉巴彼得跟巴拉巴怎么反应？
So what are the reactions of Peter and Barnabas?
14节
Verse 14.
撕裂衣服，跳进众人中间，喊着说：“你为什么做这个呢？我们也是人。”
When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, men, what are you doing this? We too are only men.
所以我们看使徒时代里面这个很有恩赐的工人啊，从心里面他都很怕变成偶像。
We see that even these talented workers in the apostolic time, they themselves are fearful of becoming idol.
因为这样啊，有这种认识，我们神才会继续在我们教会里面工作。
It is because they have such self-recognition that God continued to work in the church.
所以我们在教会里面呢，跟社会真的是不一样。
So when we work in church, it's very different from working in the society.
教会里面有神的工作做成，这是神的工作，这是人只是器皿。
In the church, when we complete any holy work, it is the work of God. We are merely vessels.
因此我们能够在归荣耀给神的当中不断得到神继续的同在。
And when we give all the glory to God, we will continue to have the abidance of God.
然后在列王记上里面
In 1 King,
在提到巴利
It talks about Baal.
我们看列王记上18章
1 King chapter 18
列王记上十八章
First King chapter 18
十八节
Verse 18
以利亚说是以色列人遭灾不是我乃是你跟父家看哪、你们都离弃神去随从巴利
I have not made the trouble for Israel Elijah replied but you and your father's family have you have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed Baal.
所以当时的人啊，随着社会的风俗去拜巴利。
And the people at the time followed the trend of their society to worship Baal.
那以后还有很多其他的神。
There are many other gods they also worship.
那这些神呢、主要归到最后都是代表丰盛。
These gods at the end they all symbolize abundance.
成功。
Or success,
或者是性爱
or love,
都是在这家把他当神来拜
and they worship them like an idol.
所以我们现在看这个社会上的人所追求的
and when we look at the people in the society today and what they pursue after,
他人生的目标就是在追求这个
and this is the exact goal for their life.
不是追求神
not to pursue God.
这就取代了神
so that takes place and replaces God.
这个变成偶像。
And that becomes an idol for them.
所以我们在看当时以西结先知，神看他们在圣殿，在个人在拜偶像神疏远了他们。
God saw that the people at the time were worshiping idols, so God withdrew from them.
这让我们学习一个教训。
And here give us an important teaching.
要离开偶像，才能归向神。
That we have to depart from the idols so we can return to God.
我们看第九章以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
那神怎么回应当时的世代的人呢
？What is God's answer towards the people at the time？
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
神对他说：“你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些因城中所行可憎之事叹息哀哭的人，画记号在额头上。”
Verse 4. And said to him, "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it."
就是对这些拜偶像觉得很痛心的，都骂，做一个记号。
In other words, put a mark on the people that grieve over all the evil things that has been done.
然后接下去就说，那就进去，凡是没有记号，全部都杀掉。
And all the people who do not have the marks will be killed.
所以神是忌邪的神。
So God is a God that shines away from evil.
有时候我们整个社会的潮流趋向是我们没有办法控制的。
We cannot control the trend of our society.
好像当时整个圣殿里面，当时以色列百姓拜偶像是你没有办法改变的。
Just like at the time, the entire Israel worshiped idols. That is a trend that couldn't be changed.
但是对那一些心里觉得 忧伤，对这样行为很忧伤的人，神竟然保全他们的生命。
But yet God will save those people's life, those people who grieve over the detestable things.
但是拜偶像的人就被杀掉了。
But those idol worshippers, God will kill them.
而且第六节讲从长老杀起。
And verse 6 tells us that they will slaughter from the elders.
所以神的目标就是要把偶像从圣殿里面，从人的心里面拿掉。
The purpose of God is to remove idol from our hearts and from our lives.
今天这就是我们努力的目标。
So today, this should be our goal.
是神能够继续在我们当中当王。
So God can continue to be the king that reigns over our heart.
能够真的得到荣耀。
That he can be truly glorified.
那这个神的荣耀会继续停留在这个殿里面。
Then the glory of God will continue to stay in this temple.
来唱诗。
We'll sing him together.
324.
324. We'll now kneel down and pray together.
我们还有一天半的灵恩会。
We still have a day and a half of spiritual convocation left.
我们求主的灵能够运行在我们当中。
We ask God's Spirit to continue to work among us.
在我们当中做工。
And that he continues to work.
让我们每一个人在灵性上能够得到滋润。
So each one of us can be nourished spiritually.
在灵性上能够得到健壮。
So that our spirituality can grow.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We'll pray together.